I can only imagine playing that in my car. I'll be driving like, do, 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 do. My car will be, do, 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 do. Get pulled over and say, well, you been drinking? Well, not tequila, but some tequila. The joy of the Lord, right? I'll tell you, I just kind of dare you to come tonight. I mean, some of you are going to be like rocked out of your socks. The devil's going to be so frustrated with our praise. I mean, they think they got the night, the party, everybody's getting dressed up and ugly. I mean, even that former basketball player, you know, from Cleveland, he had like little Dracula teeth on in the game the other day. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? That's wrong. We're going to come and celebrate Jesus. Amen? Amen. So, you know, I don't know if you've ever done this. Have you ever received a phone call and the person on the other end says, it's me? You're like, well, who is that? Well, I have to tell you that when that happens, normally when Tina calls me, she doesn't even have to say it's me. All she has to do is start talking and I'm in the zone. Because I know her voice. I know the tone of her voice. I know who it is. The other day I was trying to pull a funny on my oldest daughter. And they say that my voice and my son's voice are very similar. So she answered the phone. She said, hello. And I said, hey, Mary, it's Louie. What's up? So I tried to act like my son, you know. And she started talking to me like it was my son. I thought, my daughter. So I'm talking and going on and on. And finally I said, did you know this was your dad? She goes, yeah, I knew it was you. I said, mean you knew it was me. She goes, well, at first I thought maybe it was him. But then as you kept talking, I knew it was my dad trying to play a funny on me. You know, that's what it is when you are intimate with another person. You know their voice. And when you know their voice, a stranger's you'll not follow. That's what Jesus said in John chapter 10. He said, my sheep know my voice, and they will follow me. And a stranger's voice they will not follow. You know what I want to share with us for a couple of minutes is the fact that we have too many voices, too many inputs in our life today. And we're finding ourselves being led astray by people who are trying to put it on as if they're somebody and they're not. You know, religion will do that. Religion will create a tone that imitates God. And if you're not careful, religion, even though they use the terms, even though they use the familiarity of the Bible, it's not authentic. And it can lead you astray. Today, we're hungry for the authentic. Can I get an amen? I'm hungry for the real. You know, I don't really have time to play around or get connected with somebody that almost knows God. Look, I'm hungry for people that know their God. You know, I saw those singers up there, man. That one dude over here on the left, he was like, so he knows something. That was good, wasn't it? I mean, that was like, that was kicking. My wife said, boy, he's good. He could be on TV. Well, let's look at the word of the Lord this morning in Psalm 29. Psalm 29. It records for us the expression of God's power right through his voice. Psalm 29 tells us that the Lord himself deserves all the praise. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Then he goes on to tell us that give unto the Lord the glory and strength. Do his name and worship in the beauty of his holiness. Now, I'm not going to take time to read that entire psalm, but I want you to. Because he goes on to talk about the voice of the Lord and how powerful it is. How the voice of God breaks cedars. How the voice of the Lord can make low a mountain. How the voice of the Lord can cause the calf to skip. The voice of God is so awesomely powerful in the earth, you'd think more of us would want to hear it. Because when God speaks, life changes. Did you know that when God speaks, he can bring promotion to your life? Did you know that when God speaks, he can unveil destiny in your life? Now, can you imagine this? People never fulfilled in their destiny, never knowing their purpose, never knowing their calling, all because they never heard God's voice. People never really being promoted, never achieving a status of authority or dominion because they never heard God's voice. You know, right now, there are a lot of voices, whether it's the right or whether it's the left, liberal or conservative, it doesn't matter. Everybody vying for our attention. But God's raising up a people who know when a stranger's talking. I don't know if you've ever trained your kids this way, but we used to tell our children, don't take candy from a stranger. And if a stranger pulls up along the road and says, come here, little girl, I want to give you something, or I want to take you for a ride. We told them that they're not to listen to that voice. As a matter of fact, some parents go this far. When a little kid tries to talk to them, and I mean a parent tries to talk to a little kid, the little kid's trained to say, stranger, 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 stranger. I'm always amazed at moms. How do you guys do it? How do you do it? There's a room full of kids, 15 little kids in a room, and one of them starts crying. And you go, that's mine. How do you all know that? I mean, it's like weird. Huh? How does that happen? It's because you have intimacy developed. You know them. You know exactly the tone of their voice. You know where we're going into a time and a season where we have to become more acquainted with the tone and inflection of God's voice. Because he's speaking. And he's speaking because he wants to promote. He's speaking because he wants us to be ushered into our purpose and our destiny. And I've got a feeling, I'm looking at lots of people this morning whose lives are about to change. And it won't be because you won the lottery. It'll be because you've tuned in to the voice of God. And you have made a choice and a decision not to listen to the stranger's voice. You know, Paul, before he was Paul, was Saul. Saul! Who stood by and held the coats of the people who were stoning Stephen. Who chimed in, death. You remember that, don't you? Stephen said, Lord, don't hold this sin against them. Who got a vision of Jesus at the right hand of the Father, where the Bible says that Jesus stood up and gave him a hand clap. I don't know about you, but my Bible says that he ascended into heaven and sat down in the right hand of the Father. But upon Stephen's testimony, Jesus gave him a standing ovation because he would not bow and he would not bend and he wouldn't be intimidated by the voices of those that were persecuting him. But Saul one day thought, you know what? I'm going to take these Christians and I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to get authority from the priest, and I'm going to go to every city, every hamlet, and I'm going to search them out, and I'm going to imprison them, and I'm going to kill them. You know, I read in Psalm 2 how God laughs at the threats of the nations. Do you know God laughs? It's like, I'm going to get you, God. God goes, that's so cute. You know, sometimes we're down here wringing our hands. Oh, God. Oh, God. We just have to do what God does. That's funny. Why are you so funny? And something happened in Acts 22. I want you to look at it. I think it's in verse 6 it starts. Saul of Tarsus is on his way And he was going to destroy these Christians. And the Bible simply says that God interrupted his plans. And it says that when he was on the road to Damascus about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone about us. He's given testimony, you know. And then the next verse says that not only was there a light, but I fell to the ground and I heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? The next verse tells us something very peculiar. He said, who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, the one you're persecuting. And then Paul said this, everybody that was with me, yeah, they saw the light, but they didn't hear the voice. When Saul got up from the ground that day, it wasn't the light that altered his future. It was hearing the voice. When God spoke to Abraham in Genesis 12, he said to Abraham, Abraham heard him and literally changed his future, leaving his hometown and traveling to a land he knew not of because he heard a voice that opened up an entire destiny for a people. In Genesis 22, God spoke to him again and said, take your son, your only son, to the mountain and there sacrifice him to me. The only reason why Abraham was able to obey what God said is because he knew that voice was real. That voice was authentic. What happens so often to us is we read the Bible, but we never hear the voice in the Bible. Now, I'm not here to pat myself on the back or brag, so don't get misunderstood here. But in October of this month, this past week, I just finished the Bible for the third time in 12 months. Now, that's not a lot of times, but it's quite a bit for me to read through the Bible three times in 1 year. Now, I don't read it to learn it as much as I look behind the letters for the life. I'm looking for the voice behind the script. I want to hear what God has to say to me out of this word. And then I record them every day. Every day this year, I write what I hear as I read. Because what I hear promotes me. Look at Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. I want you to get this in your spirit. What you hear will promote you. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. Could you put that up on the screen, please? Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I've commanded you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Can you dig it? Baby, I can. God said, all I got to do is hear the voice and I'll be set above all the nations. In other words, promotion comes from hearing the voice of the Lord. Destiny is open to me from hearing the voice of the Lord. Saul heard the voice, changed him to Paul. He became the voice of grace to the earth. It went throughout the nations to bring people to God. What is God trying to say to you? What is God wanting to say to your life and my life? What is he trying to say to this church? What is he trying to say to this region? Because if we'll hear him, we'll never be the same. Church, I'm telling you right now, we'll never be the same. I was given a prophecy by Pastor Tossie just a few minutes ago. I'll share more with about it tonight. 1991, a man came to the city and began to see beams of light coming through the dark clouds over Cleveland. And he said God was going to send a major revival and transformation to this region. And then he told me something that gave me cold chills. He got this vision of Cleveland as he was driving over Valley View Bridge. You and I are not here by chance. We are here because it is God's ordination of future events that is organizing and orchestrating His will to be done on earth as it is being done in heaven. Every day of our obedience is one step closer to the fruition and the manifestation of what God has intended from the foundations of the earth. I tell you, church, we are so close. We are so close. This is why I left that song melody. You can't take my joy. You can't have it. You and I have got to hold on. We can't be deterred by other voices. You see, when a person hears God's voice, it'll change your life forever. I'll never forget when He called my name. I was in our first little sanctuary 30 some years ago. I was sitting in the corner steps praying. It was dark. Nobody was there. I don't even know why I was there. And suddenly God called and said my name. And He asked me to go into ministry. And I said, God, me? Why would you want me to do that? He said, because I want you to care for my sheep. I said, okay, I'll do it. Did you know from that moment on, it changed my future? Did you know that I had to, back in May 12th of 1977, go in to my superintendent after I had been just offered a promotion of huge amounts of money and prestige for one of the youngest ever in the company to be promoted to this position, to give him my resignation, to tell him, thanks but no thanks, God spoke to me, I'm going to Bible college. It changed my destiny. When I got to Bible college, I was working for less than what I used to pay taxes. I left a 4-bedroom home of 3,200 square feet in the country for a 1-bedroom apartment with 3 of my children sleeping sideways on the bed and Tina and I on a couch. But it changed my destiny. Beans and bread were our staple. I worked during the day after school, and I came home around 8, 9 o'clock, studied till midnight, got up at 6 and went back together again. I left. Tina was at work. She was a waitress. We saw each other on the weekends. My parents thought I was crazy. My church, this church, y'all weren't here then, but this church never even sent me a card. How are you? I remember carrying my washer and dryer up the stairs of the basement because we were going to take the washer and dryer with us. And I called the pastor, can anybody help me load up my trailer? And nobody showed up. It was me pulling up step by step my washing machine, getting it up the stairwell to get it in the trailer because we had to leave in the morning to go to Bible college to fulfill the call of God on our lives. I could tell you story after story after story, but you know what? None of that is even relevant. Because every time the devil would say, nobody cares, you're going to starve. Look at your kids, you can't even buy them new clothes. Look at your wife working over there in that restaurant. Look at you, you're embarrassing. You're making nothing now. You're making peanuts. Every time I'd hear those voices, I'd say, stranger, stranger, stranger. You're a stranger. That's not my God talking. And I'm not going to listen. And God would say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I think you're awesome. You go, boy. I say, yeah, God, I'm going to go. Me and Jesus all the way. How do you hear God's voice? Some people make it so mystical, make it so difficult. It's not that hard. John, Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he heard this voice behind him like a trumpet, telling him what he was going to reveal to him. And he wanted him to give a message to all the churches in Asia. We're teaching on those on Wednesday night. Being in the Spirit. It's the life behind the letters. It's Matthew 16. You remember this story? Who do men say that I am? Well, some say you are Jeremiah. Others say you are the prophet, da, da, da. Others say, no, you're his. You know, they're that. And Jesus said, okay, cut the what and who do you say I am? What are you all smiling at? I didn't say a bad word. Where are your minds? And Peter steps up and he goes, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, whoa. Flesh and blood has not revealed that to you. Jesus could have said it this way. Flesh and blood can't reveal that to you. It's only my Father, the Spirit, that has revealed that to you. Can I tell you, God has some revealings that he wants to make known to your life and to my life. Don't you disqualify yourself and don't listen to those other strange voices, because they will lead you astray. God has a plan for you. God loves you. God has a purpose and a destiny. He's the Redeemer. He's the Restorer. He's the Renewer. He's the God of power. He's the God of purpose. He's the God of a great plan. And if God be for you, help me preach. If God be for you, who can be against you? Look at somebody and say, nobody. Nobody. We need to come in contact with the life behind the letters. I love this Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 verse. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, that's where the WWE and the MMA, they got that word beat down. Yeah, they did. Are you ready? Oh, I like this. You shall have a song. You shall have a song. It didn't say, you shall be able to sing. It just said, you shall have a song. So excuse me if I don't sing that well. I've got a song. Some sing better their song than we, but it's all right. He said, you shall have a song as in the night when a holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute. To the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, the Lord will cause his glorious voice. The Lord will cause his what? Glorious voice to what? To be heard. And show the descent of his arm with the indignation of his anger and the flame of a devouring fire with scattering tempest and hailstones. Here it comes. Are you ready? For through the voice of the Lord, Assyria will be beaten down. God said, when you get your song back, there'll be a beat down. I'm so excited about tonight. I'm telling you, we're coming with our praise on. We're coming with shoes that can be kicked off. We're coming with the thanks. We're going to come with a song. We're coming with a skip. Listen, you better come tonight with party in your mind. I'm serious. Why? Because the song of the Lord births something. It does. It births a beat down. What do you call it? Choke a what? Huh? Choke-a-roni. Anybody know what that is? Come here, Paul. Show them what a chokeroni is. Come on. Put a chokeroni on me. Just don't hurt me. This is what the scripture means in the Hebrew. Don't hurt me. Mommy! That's a chokeroni. Thank you. You were kind. God said, I'm going to take what's been harassing you and beat him down. I'm going to take what's been messing with you and do a chokeroni right over their throat. I'm going to destroy the enemy. See, this is a reality. This whole world that we're in is celebrating the very thing that's already been conquered. They're celebrating death. Why not we celebrate life? Why not we celebrate who God is? He's alive! Woo! Come on, somebody. He's alive! I love this scripture. You know what's powerful about this? Is that God says, if you'll get your song, you'll hear my voice. So I got my tambourine out, Nancy. I don't mean to embarrass y'all, but I'm about to dance a little bit. It's okay. Don't get nervous. I know some of you aren't used to this. I don't know what happened in church, but we've got so stinking dignified. It's like if you don't, I mean, you know, if you get happy in church, people are like, you know, get that sour look on their face, like, what's up with that? The prophet Isaiah, is it verse 31, whatever, do the next scripture. Jehoshaphat said, we're in trouble. Give me a word. What are we supposed to do? Now, this is Elisha who did double. Is that what the Bible says? Double what Elijah had done. Who saw him caught up in the chariot of fire. Who smote the river and walked right through with the mantle that he had received. Here's Elisha. He goes, I don't know what God's saying. Have you ever been there? I don't know what to say. Doctor said this, but I don't know what to say. My wife said this, but I don't know what to say. My kids are saying this, but I don't know what to say. Bank says this, but I don't know what to say. So, okay, you're going to leave it like that. You're just going to be like, I don't know what to say. Let me call pastor and say, he prayed for me. No, that's not what he did. What did Elisha do? He said, bring me a minstrel. Can you get to that verse? 31, 32, whatever it is. Bring me a minstrel. And he brought him a minstrel. And I've got to believe that what Elisha started doing was, and I don't even think he had any backup singers. I don't think he had any of that going on. He just had a song. He got a hold of that song. Because the musician began to play. And I can just, did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get it? You didn't get it yet. Where's that scripture? Come on, y'all, help me back there. Huh? 32? 32. You have 32? 30, 31, 32. And in every place, is that it? Yeah, here it is. In every place where the staff of punishment passes, which the Lord lays on him, it will be with tambourines and harps. And in the battles, what? Wait a minute. God said you're going to put a beat down on the devil with tambourines and harps? That sounds like sissy things to me. And so Elisha gets a word from God, and God spoke to him and said, Elisha, tell him to dig ditches. So Elisha said, dig ditches. Well, all right, whatever you think we ought to do. And God filled him with water. And the enemy saw him, its blood. And they began to flee. All because the prophet got a word. A prophet heard the voice of God. You and I need to hear the voice of God. And I've got to tell you, sometimes you just got to get your tambourine out. And I don't even know if you can play it or not. Anybody here can play these things? Can you play it? Let me hear you play. Get up and play. All right, see, we can do it. All right, that's good. Sometimes you just get your tambourine out and you say, look, I ain't leaving till I get a word from God. I'm not, you know what? I don't care how foolish I look, B. You can laugh at me if you want. Now, when I was young, I was cute. Now I'm old, not so cute. But I don't really care because you know what? When I need a word from God, I'm going to get in the Spirit of God. And I'm going to get into the Word of God. And I'm going to find the life of God. And then I'm going to take this old flesh who doesn't want to sing, who doesn't want to go to church, who doesn't want to believe God, who doesn't, and I'm going to make it worship God. So I'm just going to have to get my tambourine out and begin to praise Him a little bit and thank God. Now listen, I remember the first time we had one of these in church. Can I tell you what happened? First time one of these showed up in the church, the usher looked at that person. They were playing it quietly. Everybody's looking around like, and the usher said, excuse me, we don't do that here. And confiscated the tambourine. And put it away. See, it's the same usher that used to tell me right at 12 o'clock. This is what that usher did. Cut it. I'm hungry now. Same usher. Aren't you glad we don't have ushers like that? Aren't you glad? And I'm not talking about the church down the street. I'm talking about this church. Now, that was many years ago. But now, tambourines are welcome. Shouts are welcome. If you want to jump, jump. If you want to shout, shout. If you want to spin, spin. If you want to bless the Lord, bless the Lord. If you need to cry out to God, then cry out to God. If you need a song from the Lord, say, excuse me, I've just got to praise Him because I got to get a song from God. I got to get a word from God because I'm desperate for Him. And without Him, I can't make it. Are going to be defeated through the tambourine and harps. Okay, Lord. That's why tonight it's a prayer and praise night. I don't know if I'm ever going to preach. I don't even have a sermon prepared. All I know is we're coming together for what God said to do. He said, if you'll praise me, if you'll get in a song in your spirit, I'll give you a word that'll break down every stronghold in your life. I will give you a word that'll change your future, that'll alter your destiny. I will give you a word that'll put a beat down and a chocaroni on the devil. That's why the Bible says, enter his gates. You know, we kind of dignified that song. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will, not too loud, enter his courts. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Then we do the half-mass praise. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad, but I don't want to get too happy because they think I'm crazy. He hath made me, I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. I know I don't look glad, but I really feel glad. I just look sad, but I'm not really sad. He hath made me glad. I used to get people after church, they'd come to me, they'd say, Pastor, why do you have to sing that song over and over again? You sang it 3 times. I said, I didn't know anybody was counting. If the enemy is going to be defeated, it's going to be because when our BlackBerries are beeping, we recognize the number. Did you know God has a phone number? Jeremiah 3:3:3. Okay, write it down. This is God's phone number, direct line to heaven. Jeremiah 3:3:3. BR 549. Jeremiah 3:3:3. He said, call upon me. What else did he say in that verse? And I will answer you. And then what else? Show you great and mighty things. So all you got to do is call me. Call me. It's like God saying, let's do lunch. Okay. How many want to call upon the name of the Lord and let him show us great and mighty things? He is good. He is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Would you just worship him with me for a minute? Would you stand up on your feet and would you just worship him with me for a minute? Because he is so worthy. There's an old song that says, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. He knows your name. He knows your circumstance. Whether your arm is in a sling or you're facing surgery, or whether your child is wayward or your body racked with pain, whether it's been a long time since you've had the joy of the Lord, maybe you've never answered the call of God. He's waiting. And the old song of the church says that softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. I don't know why he would call me. I wouldn't even call myself. And he simply says this, come home. Come home. All ye who are weary, come home. Do you hear his voice? He loves his people. This morning, if you're bowing your head and closing your eyes for a minute, I want to ask this question. Is Jesus calling you? Is he calling you? He called Saul. He called Peter. Follow me, he said, and I'll make you fishers of men. Why? He even called me. 1974. Go love my people, he said. Is he calling you? Is he calling you to salvation? Is he calling you to missions? Is he calling you to cook Thanksgiving dinner for someone? Is he calling you to serve his people? Is he calling you? All over this room, if you'll just hear his voice, God's going to promote you. If you'll just hear his voice, God's going to open up your destiny and your future. If you hear his voice, why don't you come home? Maybe you should move from where you're standing and just join me across this altar. and just stand in the presence of a living God. Say, yes, Lord, I hear you. Bend your knee and open up your heart and let him speak and let him give you the victory. Why don't you come now? Everyone who hears his voice, come and worship. That's all. We're just going to worship. Just come and worship. Come and worship. Where you want to be seated. Maybe you want to just kneel there on that concrete. Turn. Say, God, I hear your voice. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Let your voice be heard among your people, God. Our mouth and begin to praise him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, open our ears, Lord. Open our minds, Lord. Let us hear your voice, Lord. Hard in hearing, speak again, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Open up our hearing, Jesus.
Speak, Lord. 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 Speak, Lord.
We need to hear the voice of God.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak.
Of God fall, Father, upon us. Let your voice fill the atmosphere. We long to hear you again, God. And we covenant today not to hear the voice of a stranger. But I'm going to follow you, Father, for the rest of my day. Not given your heart to Jesus Christ, if you've never given your life, I mean in totality, to Jesus, before you leave today, I beg you, don't go that way until you go his way. For the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All it takes is a call. So call on him today. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to make me new. I turn from the world. I turn from sin. and I turn to you. I receive you as my Savior, and I will serve you as my Lord. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for being raised from the dead for me. And thank you for giving me eternal life. I receive you today as my Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. If you prayed that prayer, we would love to pray with you. So following this meeting, please come and tell somebody. And we want to give you information and help you along in your spiritual journey. Amen. Well, I don't really want to dismiss, but I'm going to. If you'd like to linger for a moment in the presence of God, then we welcome you to do that. Amen. You live right. Love everybody. Pray hard. 7 o'clock tonight for a great time. Praise unto the Lord. Let's sing that song.